This netcast is brought to you by the 8 Days of Geek Network.
All your ears are belong to us.
Error Code 8 is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/8DAG. On this episode of Error Code 8, we talk about Apple news, and that's pretty much it. Stay tuned.
Warning, Error Code 8 in progress. Warning, Error Code 8 in progress.
System error.
Error code 8 commencing.
And welcome back, everyone, to another fun-filled episode of Error Code 8. I'm your host, Jesse Miller, and joining me, as always, the Techno-Gaelic, Sam Briggs.
Hello, and welcome back.
Okay, we're going to jump right in. Pretty much this is going to be our Apple event coverage. There's not a whole lot more going on, but that's simply because when Apple says they're doing an event, the rest of the tech world kind of just stays quiet. Nothing else really happens. That's just the way it is, you know. I mean, it's sad, but true. Anyway, so we're going to go down a list here. We've got all the new i devices. Yes, there's an i in front of all but two of them. It's insane. Anyway, all right, first.
Where did that come from?
I don't honestly know. I really, truly couldn't tell you. I'm sure there's a huge, big, inspiring story behind it, but I don't know. All right.
So, if it has anything to do with the phrase, apple of my eye, I'm going to kill somebody.
That's true. I didn't even think about that. That would be horrible. Oh, I hope that's not it. Anyway, our first thing we're going to talk about, we're going to get this out of the way. The iPad Mini.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, the iPad Mini. Now, as you all know, the last episode we talked about the iPad Mini and kind of, you know, what the leaks were and kind of an idea of what we were both expecting. Sam, was this what you were expecting from the iPad Mini?
Effectively. It's actually, at least in regards to the display and such, it's actually a little bit higher quality than I was expecting, but the price seems right, you know, the $330 and such. So, I mean, it falls in line. It looks like an Apple device. You know, it is what it is.
Okay. Now, my thoughts on this are not actually good. Not good at all. I'm actually incredibly disappointed with the device. Not that I was planning on being wowed, to be completely honest. I thought it was going to be, you know, kind of crappy. Anyway, now, number one. Okay, all the other 7-inch tablets on the market are 7 inches, right? Okay. Why is Apple's 7-inch tablet 7.9 inches? I'll tell you why. Because, heaven forbid, Apple ever do something the same as everyone else. This makes it, what, the regular iPad's 9.7 inches. So it's not that much incredibly smaller. But once you add the bezel, you know?
Right.
So, first
well,
of all,
the bezel on Apple devices is generally incredibly thin on the areas where it counts. And since they always assume you're going to be using it in
portrait
mode.
Yeah, they always assume portrait. I never use my iPad in portrait. I actually get ticked off when an app won't go into landscape mode. Mm-hmm. I have an app for Woot, and it never, still they haven't turned it into a landscape mode app.
Because balancing it long ways against your forearm just makes sense.
Oh, I hate that. I didn't buy a tablet because I wanted to use it in one single hand. You know, that's one of the things that a lot of people have been saying about the iPad Mini is that it's great because it's so light, so thin, and so small that you can hold it in one hand. Get an e-reader. That's all I'm saying.
Well, and as for the weight, anyone who ever mentions anything about weight, it's getting on my nerves as of late. Pick up a weight and work out.
Weight?
Dear God.
Weight and thinness.
If a pound is too heavy for you to hold, you have problems.
Yeah.
Even over the course of 5 hours.
Yeah. The regular iPad is, for the Wi-Fi model, is 1.44 pounds. So it's a pound and a half.
Yeah. If you can't hold that up for 3 hours, you have a serious problem. In reality, just walk around with your arm held up in that normal form for 3 hours, and you'll realize it's naturally a strain. The additional weight means nothing.
Yeah, it's pretty insane. You know, like, and also thinness, that's a big thing, too. That one gets on my nerves.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree.
I don't want to live on this planet anymore.
I have to bring it back every time something like this comes up. Thinness is a huge, huge just aggravation point to me. Yes, I enjoy thin electronics. But there is a point at which they are truly thin enough, and you can stop removing features to make them thinner, and changing things to make them thinner.
And specifically, to stop removing the battery.
Yeah.
Stop it. Stop making the battery smaller.
Exactly. So the iPad Mini, 7.9-inch backlit IPS LCD, so it's on par with all the other LCDs coming out nowadays. Resolution is 1024 by 768, which means that it is not a Retina display, which that's no surprise. It's a smaller display.
Right. But they kept it, the fact that they kept the resolution the same, I really thought they were going to stick it to their developers again. I really thought so. I mean, Apple isn't known to care that much about their developer community.
No.
So I actually really thought that they were going to stick it to them, but they didn't.
Yeah. And let's see here. We've got 1 gigahertz dual-core Apple A5 chip, which is, I believe, the same one that is in the iPad 2.
And
because the A5X is in the new iPad.
Right.
Or what I will forever call the iPad 3, because that aggravates the crap out of me.
Right.
And you'll see why later. let's see here. Basically, the graphics chipset is, you know, same as the iPad 2. In all honesty, it's pretty much the iPad 2 in a smaller package. The front camera is 1.2 megapixels with a 5 megapixel rear camera. That's an upgrade from the iPad 2. Other than that, yeah, pretty much iPad 2. I'm sorry, but it is. The battery is 16.3 watt hours compared to the iPad 3. Has 42.5 watt hours, so much smaller battery. They are still saying that you will have 10 hour battery life. So now the Wi-Fi only starts at $330, whereas the cellular starts at $460. Okay, another one of my complaints: $330. Really? Every other 7-inch tablet on the market is $200.
But you have to remember, it completes the device jump for Apple. $300 iPod, which is their full-size model, their iPod Touch.
Stick it up their space sphincters.
Hey, $330 for this, and then the $400 for... I mean, you can literally... They've just got it perfect. They have it all laid out perfectly. For every $50 increment, you get a different device.
I don't get it. I mean, I do get what you're saying, but I just don't like it.
They're not going to compete the way you want them to.
I know, and it bothers me because what really bothers me is that in every single one of their events, because they do things just a little bit differently, they always say, this is the first tablet of its kind. Yeah, sure it is, because there's only so many ways you can do a 7-inch tablet.
No, it's
a 7
inch.
Point. It's, yeah, no, it's 7.9 inches. Get it right. If you're gonna, It's going to come down to brass tacks. Ugh, I hate it. I just don't like it. The iPad mini, to me, is a waste, because if you're going to get a 7-inch tablet, there are much cheaper and much heavier, you know, much better powered devices in its class. And while, you know, you brought up the point before the show that some people are bought, you know, they're bought into the iPad and the iOS system to where they spend lots of money on apps. You know,
And it's not even just that, but the services in general.
Yeah,
I mean,
iCloud and everything like that.
Well, and also just Apple stores. I mean, it's sometimes as simple as that. You know, you have a somebody that you go to that you trust like, and you can never get that with Android.
See, this is the thing for me, though. I guess I'm just a rare person when it comes to brand loyalty like this, because I have absolutely, positively no brand loyalty whatsoever. I am the kind of customer that a company has to fight to keep, because the thing with me is, if I don't like a company, I leave them. I don't give them a second chance. I just leave. AT&T, the day that they announced they were going to tether data, I canceled two contracts and moved over to Sprint. One of those contracts was literally like 6 months in. Mm-hmm. So I had no qualms about paying $500 in cancellation fees just to leave a company that was doing something I thought was wrong. I would have been grandfathered into one of their unlimited plans, you know, because I wasn't going to be changing my contract at all. But I refuse to give any money to a company who's not doing things correctly. And, you know, it's one of those things where if Apple, you know, doesn't... I mean, I think the thing is just a little too expensive. If they would have done, you know, and the fact that, come on, $330, $300, how hard is it to go just a regular even number?
That is true. Actually, it is an odd pricing in that regard. Hmm. Like, $300 or $350, one of the two.
Yeah, $330, not even $330,
$329. Yeah.
I can't stand that. That aggravates me.
Have to consider on this, though, is in total, in regards to 7-inch tablets, they've never sold well.
No, not
they've
really.
Sold okay.
I mean, they sell for different reasons than their 10-inch cousins. I mean, Fire sold because it was tied in with all of Amazon's media. And the Nexus 7 sold because it was an Android tablet that was $200.
More than anything, because actually, and people don't care about that. When it comes straight down to it, there are other $200 Android tablets out there. The majority of people out there don't understand the difference in hardware. Keeley, what it was an untouched Android, Android, a developer's Android, a hobbyist Android.
That's a big reason people buy Nexus devices. So.
Exactly. If it did not have the Nexus name, if it was just an Asus 7-inch Android tablet, it would have seen half the number of sales. I guarantee it.
That's true. That's true.
So it's also, it hits a niche. Any of the Kindles hits a niche.
Hmm. I can't wait to see what Google announces on October 29th.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to see some pretty interesting stuff there. I have a feeling that the Nexus 7 is going to drop in price really fast.
Yeah.
So I hope so. That would be cool. All right. Next thing on our list, because I want to get off this bastard child of a cell phone and a tablet.
Can I say one thing real quick about the processor?
I guess so.
Okay. More than likely, the reason it's using the A5... And I'm not going to go into the full description because of our next story. However, more than likely, they have been converting factories over to their A6 X chip.
Mm-hmm.
Simply due to supply issues. When in reality, the devices that they're selling fewer of the other ones so that they can shut those supply chains down. However, that takes time to re-equip a factory to make the new chips. So in reality, this is probably both a cost-saving and a time-saving move for Apple to keep using an A5, an old chip. They don't have to try to rapidly push out enough new chips in case this is a hit and takes off and they don't have the supply of the A6X chips. They would have been screwed if that's what they had used, even if they had used the A5X. more than likely they had already converted some A5X chip factories to A6X. So this is more of a logistics thing, I expect. Not because they specifically had to use the A5, but mathematically it only made sense. That's my expectations, because Apple does that. They will use, in the first launch of a device, obsolete hardware, because they've already got it laying around. If it takes off, they're not screwed. They care more about hitting their delivery dates.
Connecticut hard.
Well, that was annoying.
Yeah, that was random.
It was an ad. I hate that. Ads that start playing as soon as you open the page.
Yep.
Screw you, Examiner.
Whoa. Press the wrong button. But yeah, that's more than likely what it is. So for anyone out there, you know, if you're actually interested in getting this Mini, but you don't desperately need it, wait till next year. It'll be better.
We'll be getting that next year, right?
Well, that's always true with technology. I mean, here, the thing is, if you're looking at buying anything, wait till tomorrow.
Yeah,
and note, tomorrow never comes.
I don't know. I'm starting to lose faith in Apple, just a little.
Well, everyone's looking for a few extra pennies here and there, so of course if they think a device is going to sell, they're going to try to sell it. And even though Steve Jobs had this thing about, you know, product obsolescence and keeping your product low, product counts low, you have to think about it. Look at what they did to the portable music industry. The Shuffle, the Nano, the Touch, the Classic, the iPhone. Dear God. they literally flogged the horse well after it was dead.
They were beating the horse with a dead camel.
No, Touch. I forgot Touch. Yeah. I mean, it's just absolutely insane how saturated they made that market. They made it to where no one could compete. They had a $50 one. They had a $100 one. Or $130, actually. I think the Nano was $130 now that I think about it. It was $119 or $129. So there's that weird pricing that Apple has now.
It's strange. Oh, we forgot to mention the iPad Mini. Pre-orders start October 26th. You can buy the Wi-Fi model at retail stores on November 2nd. So I'm assuming if you pre-order one, they will probably, depending on back order, they will probably come in, you know, on your, you know, November 2nd. So.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't be too bad.
Yep. And if you happen to get one and absolutely love it and you have a really unique use for it, let us know.
Yeah, I would love to hear people who actually use this at all. just a note, there are some Apple stores that are reporting that they will be, if you've bought an iPad 3 within the last 30 days, they might exchange it for the new iPad 4. So, just in case you were, if you got it within the last 30 days, go ahead. If not, we'll tell you why it's probably not worth even looking at. Because it's our next thing on the list. Booyah! I thought it
was.
Yay. I didn't actually put the segue sound on my soundboard because I didn't think there'd be segues.
Oh, this is one long segue.
It is. One gigantic segue story. So, Apple decided to refresh the iPad, the new iPad, into, get this, the new iPad. Yeah, it's dumb. I knew that name would be dumb, and it'd come back to bite him in the freaking butt sooner or later. Anyway, so the fourth generation iPad, or the iPad 4, as I will from now on call it. I don't give a crap what you say it is, Apple.
Yep.
The iPad 4 is, there's not really a whole lot of upgrades to it. It looks the same. It works the same. Your big upgrades are the A6X processor, which is a dual-core 1 gigahertz processor and a quad-core graphics processor all on one giant little die. It has a lightning connector and a 720p HD camera on the front. That's pretty much it, except for the fact that now the 4G model will also be operating in the U.S. on Sprint, which is something the iPad 3 was not able to do. Other than that, yeah, it's pretty much exactly the same thing, which is the reason not to worry about upgrading. You're really not getting anything that you don't already have.
Now, if you've gotten it within the last 14 days, or call your Apple Store, wherever you got it from, if you're still within the return policy, go ahead and swap it out.
Oh, you know, if you're within the return policy, definitely swap it out. Even if you are within 30 days, because of the update, there are a lot of times if you go in and kind of not, don't raise a fuss, but say that you're not exactly happy with the fact that they refreshed it less than a month after you bought it, normally they have the power to take it back and to exchange it for you.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Now.
And
this is where,
get to looking on the store, because iPad 3s might go down in price just a little bit in the refurbished department because people are doing this.
Mm-hmm. It's possible.
Yeah.
The do you have a rant on this one? Because I've got a slight rant.
My only rant is it was a stupid freaking decision to up, number one, to update the iPad in 6 months.
Agreed.
Number two, it was a stupid freaking decision to put a lightning port on the bottom of it, because the camera connection kit and USB connection kit and all your HDMI adapters do not use a freaking lightning port. They're all 30-pin adapters.
You can now have an adapter to an adapter.
Exactly.
Plugged into the device.
It's a dongle.
Yay.
It's a dongle for a dongle. It's a dongle squared.
Yes.
It's stupid. I hate it.
Yeah. This is the perfect example of, okay, one, with technology, for all you people out there who bought it outside of the return policy and you can't swap it out and you had no idea this was coming, yes, this caught me by surprise. I had heard rumors of new iPad 4 backplates, this and that, but you can't trust Chinese sources all the time. So I really wasn't thinking about it.
You can't trust the Chinese.
Yeah. Obviously, we just talked about that last week. By the way, I bought a ZTE phone.
Congratulations. Now you're working for China.
Exactly. It was a complete accident. It turns out almost all of AT&T's Go phones that are flip phones are ZTE.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, had no idea until I had to buy one because my phone gave up on me.
Nice.
And I was using a backup phone.
Nice.
Yes. But the if it was just the Lightning connector update, cool. I was actually okay with that. I kind of figured, they'd probably do it. But the hardware update, entire hardware update, after 6 months... I mean, this is something that Apple has not done before to this degree, and the fact that no one seemed to know about it.
Yeah.
No one knew about it. Uh-huh. This was an awesomely kept secret. Unlike the Mini, this stayed hidden.
Yeah, I mean, people had ideas that this was going to happen because, you know, like I said, it's Apple. It's patently
right.
Apple.
It, but not to update mid-cycle like this. That's not Apple.
I just assume it'd be the worst possible situation.
My problem with it is this is another shit taken on their employees, their retail agents, their sales associates. After the thing earlier in the year about the cutting of the hours and this and that, then this. Do you think the sales associates knew? I mean, why do you think the Apple stores are now offering 30-day guarantees? They're the ones who have to deal with the customers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Trust is broken. When you go into an Apple store and say, I want the best, newest device you offer, and you're like, sure, all right, here's an iPad, or here's the new iPad. And then a week later, you're sitting at your computer like, oh my God.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this breaks customer loyalty.
Damn you. Damn you all to hell.
Exactly. You know, it's just another mark on Apple, and I feel sorry for the sales associates who are going to have somebody come in 31 days prior to this releasing. They got the iPad, the new iPad, and now it's the old new iPad, and it's no longer the new iPad, and there's nothing the Apple Store can do about it.
Yeah.
And they're going to spit on that sales associate. More than likely, because they don't understand it's a corporation. They really can't do all that much. More than at a lot of other places, but not all that much. I feel sorry for those people, because they just got taken advantage of by Apple, and they lied to their customers because of it.
You just got dumped on.
Exactly. And, I mean, if Apple keeps this up, they will go downhill quick, because it's one of those things that Apple employees like working for Apple. I don't think I've ever met one that just hated going to work every day.
No. I mean, they don't get commission. They don't get anything. No. They get minimum freaking wage to work in a store that is always busy.
Mm-hmm.
And to just put up with crap all day long. So it's, you know.
Yeah, this is definitely something that it will come back to bite them if they keep this up, especially. But that's all I have to say on it. Apple, stop screwing over your employees.
Makes sense.
Yep.
And hey, stop screwing over your customers too.
Well, again, customers need to understand their technology is obsolete the second they look at it.
You don't even have to buy it. Just look at it. Something new will come out.
Exactly.
That's the way it works.
Just keep hitting refresh on your browser on the news page on Google with technology in the search. It'll change every 15 seconds.
Yeah, that's true. All right. I want to take a quick break to mention our sponsor, Audible.com. Audible is a great place to go to get any audiobook that you could ever want. It's pretty much the place to go on the internet for audiobooks. They have over 100,000 titles. Some of them have the feature called, what is it? It's Whisper Sync for voice that allows you to basically, if you're reading on a Kindle app or a Kindle and you're reading the actual print copy of the book, it keeps a list of where you stop. And then when you sign in, when you open up your Audible app and start listening to the same book, you will start exactly where you stop reading. Then you listen, it takes count of where you stop listening, and it picks up back again in the book. This is a fantastic feature because I always had this problem. And now, like, all my books synchronize exactly where they are. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. So you can go to audibletrial.com/8DAG and check out our custom URL. Basically, what it'll let you do is sign up for the gold plan, which normally, I believe, is $16 a month. However, we're willing to give you 30 days completely free, 100% free, no strings attached. What you get for your free trial is you get the 25% off of all the titles in the store that members always get, and we throw in one credit. With that credit, you can go and buy pretty much any book in the store. There are a few books that are 2 credits, but the majority of them are going to be 1 credit in price. Now, you can listen to that book as much as you want over the 30 days. At the end of the 30 days, if you decide to keep Audible, you'll get a credit a month after that. Just bing, 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 one after the other. You'll keep your 25% off. It's great. If, by chance, you decide you don't want it and you find out audiobooks really aren't for you, you get to keep the audiobook that you've downloaded completely free forever. So basically, go to our URL, sign up, get a free audiobook. At least, you know, for probably 5 minutes of your time, you get hours upon hours of fun and a story being told to you, something you can listen to in the car, while you work out, while you clean the house, or while you're playing a video game. I mean, sometimes video games don't really have that big of a story. You know, multiplayer on Call of Duty, pop in an audiobook and, you know, learn something while you're just randomly shooting noobs and quickscoping people, you know. So the book I'm going to suggest today is, it actually lines up pretty well compared to our last book. This one's called The Master Switch, The Rise and Fall of Information Empires. It basically talks about the, it's kind of an economics book, but it's a little lighter than that. It's not heavy reading. It talks about big companies, Hollywood, broadcast networks, and mentions my favorite, AT&T. Basically, it talks about how they become huge, gigantic monopolies and then just fall into pieces because of the government. It's actually really cool. It talks about freedom of speech across the internet. It's a really interesting book, and it is 1 credit, which means you can make this your free audiobook or find any of the thousands upon thousands of other 1 credit titles on Audible Store and give them a shot as well. Completely free for 30 days. It's audibletrial.com/8DAG. That's the number 8DAG. So try them out. Great place, great prices. All right, next thing on our list, this one is actually one that I have a huge, huge gripe about. Gigantic. This is the new iMac. Now, every article that I looked up to find specifications on the iMac, because, by the way, this is the first Apple event I was not able to look at live for probably 2 or 3 years. I was busy all day today. So the iMac, the new one, is... you know, everybody is talking about how amazing it is and how gorgeous it is and how thin it is. And yeah, I'll stop there because my problem is how thin it is. What is the point? What do we care about the thinness of a computer that is meant to be sitting on your desk?
Yeah.
Was it really that thick to begin with? No, it wasn't. So what'd they do? They took out the optical drive on a desktop computer.
That's what I was just looking at. I was like, there's
made it wafer thin. It's stupid.
Yeah.
I get it on a laptop. Saving space, conserving, you know, weight, and, you know, just general footprint of the device itself. And a lot of people don't burn DVDs or CDs on the road. They use thumb drives. Okay, laptops, not a problem. Never had a problem with it. A desktop that doesn't have a CD drive. It's stupid.
Exactly. The technology may be dying, and Apple may be trying to kill it with it pushing its iTunes and movie services, Apple TV, etc., etc. But it's not dead yet.
No.
It's still a very, especially for business, very valuable tool.
Yeah, because not all software comes on thumb drive. Yep. Not all software is available on the Mac App Store. It's just not. As much as Apple would like it to be, to control absolutely everything, it is not. And companies are not. Companies like Adobe and all of those are not going to put an entire library of apps on the App Store simply for people who don't have CD drives, because Apple gets 30% of anything you sell. Do you honestly think Adobe wants to give up 30%? I don't think any of Adobe's products are on the App Store, are they?
I don't believe so.
I don't think they are. I'm going to look it up real quick. Tell me what you think about the new iMac.
I don't know anyone personally who's owned one ever, and I don't think I've ever seen one in any business I've gone to, and I'm pretty sure I've never seen one at any school I've been to. So, for whoever's buying these, nice spec bump for you, I guess. You lose a very important drive for, it weighs a few pounds less, but again, just go work out. Yeah, I'm not really sure why they even announced this. I mean, I just don't understand.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Who is buying these things?
Yeah. See, that's what I mean.
Who buys all-in-one computers anyway? I mean, they're a pain. And what's more is, of all the lineup, at $1,300, you walk in with $1,300 to an Apple store, and you intend to walk out with one of these out of all their product selections? This might be the least useful device they sell.
Okay.
I just don't get it.
Photoshop Elements, Photoshop Lightroom are both actually on the Mac App Store. By the way, viewing the Mac App Store on a PC is impossible. Yeah, the Photoshop isn't on there, regular Photoshop. So Adobe keeps some of its best apps to itself.
Right.
Because they can charge their price and make their premium off it without having to pay Apple 30%. And there are so many app manufacturers out there that are doing the exact same thing that put out hardware CDs. That's just the way the general rule is, you know? And companies that buy these things don't buy them like that. They don't buy them off an app store. So taking a CD drive out of this thing is retarded. Sorry, it just is.
Yep.
And then they're gonna, you know, and if they took the CD drive out, but then would like offer you either a discount or a free CD drive to plug into it. Okay, but Apple always pretty much assumes that they have made the right decision for everyone. And on this thing, I think they're wrong. I mean, I wouldn't buy this simply because I do use a DVD drive.
Wait, does it have USB ports?
Yes.
Okay. So making sure that it's switched to Lightning connectors, and you're going to have to get USB to Lightning adapter to be able to buy a generic universal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's insane. You do have some USB ports. You have Lightning adapters as well. So it's...
Well, I just wanted to make sure that they didn't just skimp out on USB entirely. Obsolete.
Like I said, I don't think a desktop computer needed to be thinner. The iMac was already incredibly thin.
Yeah, you know, back in the 90s, I would have killed for some lighter desktop equipment.
Yeah.
Really. You know, back when I was like 7.
The computer sitting next to my desk is almost as tall as my desk. I could use it as an end table. Mm-hmm. But I don't care. It's my desktop. I don't have to take it anywhere. You know? My monitor is like probably 4 inches thick. It's an LCD. Do I care? No. Why? Because I'm not moving it. Now, I guarantee you, I swear on everything that is holy, if I go to the Breadco for lunch and I find one person that has an iMac sitting on the table using it to do anything, I don't care what you're doing, I am going to repeatedly kick you in the genitals until you pass out. And then I will do the angry picture frame slam on your iPad, or on your iMac. I'll just grab it by the back and slam it on the table and just walk away.
There we go.
Because that would be the ultimate hipster douche.
Yes.
I don't know if you'd be more of a hipster or more of a douchebag if you did that, but that, it doesn't matter. You'd be the worst human imaginable, pretty much. So, anyway, next thing, this one, a lot of people didn't even know these still existed. I'm surprised to know that, but yeah, it's weird. The Mac Mini is getting, or has been updated. They're going to be starting at about $600. Basically, they got the cheapest model is going to have a 2.5 gigahertz dual core i5 processor, 4 gigs of RAM, and a $500 gigabyte hard drive. They have a $1,000 server edition. I'm not doing Mac servers. I think the Mac Mini is pretty powerful enough. But the server edition
is pretty awesome sounding.
Is a 2.3 gigahertz quad-core i7 processor and has 2 1-terabyte hard drives. So, I don't know.
I mean, for $1,000, you can build a way better server.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. And, you know, I mean, yeah, these things are really small, but, for instance, a server doesn't need graphics processing usually.
Well, and also, who is traveling with their servers to need something this small? I mean...
Exactly. And think about this. Heat dissipation.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's got a fully aluminum case, but that means the case is pretty much your heat dissipator.
Yep.
So, I mean, servers run 24/7, 365... And they are, you know, they create a lot of heat. So you can't stack a whole bunch of these in a space of a server and expect to get good performance out of them because the heat is probably going to cause them some issues. So, I don't know. I mean, I don't think the server part of it is completely necessary. However, I do like the Mac Mini just in general. I like the idea of a Mac Mini. It's a Mac computer you can get into without spending $1,000.
Right.
And hook up to your existing equipment, your keyboard, your mouse, your monitors, everything already have.
I really had forgotten that they even sold these still amidst all their other announcements.
Exactly. Nobody remembers this. They also make really good media center PCs. If you want a computer to hook up to your TV, they have an HDMI port in the back. They're incredibly small and they look good. So they make a pretty decent media center PC. I'm hoping to see a whole bunch of the old ones go on sale. Because the old ones were more than powerful enough to be a home theater PC. And
right.
I would love to get my hands on one.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Not a whole lot to talk about there. $600 gets a pretty decent upgrade. If you want a Mac and you don't want to spend $1,000, it's $600.
Yep. I'm going to say that's probably one of the best things Apple's done all year.
Yeah. And it's small enough to sit, like, you can actually mount them to the back of your monitor, which, you know, makes them a little bit thicker than the new iMac, but, you know. Again, if you have a desktop computer at the Bread Co. and you're using it, repeated kicks to the genitals. And when I say repeated, I'm not talking about I'm going to let you get up after the first one. I'm talking about I'm going to grab you by the shoulders, and it's just going to be like, wham, 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 wham. Done.
At the same time, though, if I actually saw somebody with a Mac Mini strapped to the back of a monitor with a car battery and a power inverter strapped to it, and they were watching, like, you know, some comic book movie sitting at it, I think I'd congratulate them. Because that would probably make them the biggest geek ever.
I would hook the freaking car battery up to their nipples and just walk off.
Like an iMac? if they had an iMac there, then yes, totally deserved. However, if they went cheap,
I don't even know. Anybody who uses a desktop computer at a coffee shop is kind of a douchebag.
This is true.
You better be tipping your barista very well in that situation.
And or homeless.
This is true. Which, if you're homeless and you have a Mac, actually, you would be surprised. As much as expensive as Macs are, I can understand someone being homeless after buying one.
Yep.
All right, so the last thing on our list is the 13-inch Retina MacBook. So it's going to be a MacBook Pro, so it's the aluminum unibody, and it has the 13-inch Retina display. Again, I'll say the same thing I said when the first one came out. The Retina display, the way that they do it is just, it's hard to say it's not necessary because there is a small 1% group of people who are going to utilize it, such as photographers, you know, extreme professional photographers. But other than that, it's not necessary.
Nope.
Cool, but not necessary in any way. On an iPad, it's cool and it's useful. But I just don't know if it's necessary on a computer. So this is basically, I mean, really, they did the same thing as they did with the, you know, the 15-inch. Truly. You know, yes. The resolution is, it's 2560 by 1600. So, I mean, that's pretty intense. And it's a 13, like I said, 13-inch screen. Has two Thunderbolt ports, a full-sized HDMI socket, and a MagSafe 2 power connector. So that's the little thin one. Now, like I said, I don't think this is necessary for the normal, you know, normal everyday consumer. You don't need the best of the best. You do not need a Retina display. If you use this as a basic computer, there's absolutely no reason for you to do Retina. If you use it for video production, maybe. Depending on how if you're making money off of your videos, okay, go ahead, buy it. Why not? Photo production, if you're making money off your photos and you can justify this in your cash flow, okay, why not? I don't think it's necessary, but okay. And if you, you know, if you need a, I don't know, if you need like a, you know, the new Ultrabooks that are coming out, if you need something really light, really thin, and, you know, still very powerful, and you don't care about losing not having a CD drive, then okay. Because the Ultrabooks are truly on par with the pricing of this. So,
does it not have, I'm going to keep asking this, where's the USB port?
It has a USB port. There should be one on either side. They're USB 3 ports.
Okay, because they don't list it, like, under the spec sheet. I was worried.
Wow, they don't?
I didn't see it.
Huh. Yeah, there should
it
be.
It is there. There is there. I can see it in the picture.
There
so it's there, but it's just not listed.
Yeah.
See,
there'll be one on each side is what it'll be. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, there's one on each side, an SD card slot. It's the exact same layout as the 15-inch.
Right.
So.
If anyone's wondering, yes, I'm actually worried about Apple trying to obsolete USB ports.
I don't think, you know, I don't think they will. I don't think it's possible for them to do that because Thunderbolt is very expensive. The cables are like $50 a piece. The devices are ridiculous. And USB has been around for so long. And they just put USB 3 on their laptops. So that's showing that they support the newest version of USB. You know, I don't see them ever being able to take USB off the market. That
2 years.
Flash, okay. CD drives,
if they're not making money on it, they will try to remove it.
It's true, but the problem is that so many things use USB. It's, you know, it's going to be impossible to change protocols completely. I mean, you look at FireWire. How many things do you know of that still use FireWire? I know of a few.
Here's the thing. I know I could not walk into Best Buy and buy something that had to use FireWire.
Now, see, that's the thing. That had to use FireWire, no. But, for instance, mixers, giant mixers that need a lot of bandwidth to send their outputs and inputs, they use FireWire because it has a faster... Because those industries haven't embraced USB 3.0 quite yet. So it has a faster throughput than the USB 2.
Right.
Now, for instance, a lot of hard drives, especially hard drives that are made to work with a Mac, have a FireWire 800 port on them because the throughput is better than a USB 2. Again, like I said, that's FireWire 800 versus USB 2, not the new standard of USB 3.
Right.
So, you know, there... It's one of those things. The FireWire never really seemed to click. It was always a very niche crowd. You know, things like video and sound production. So.
Right. Well, and that's one of those things that, at least in regards to, like, Universal, it was one of those. USB 1 beat them to the field. And then with USB staying backwards compatible almost every single time, that just really helped kill any form of competition.
Yeah, definitely. It's a let's see here. Throughput. USB 3.0 is 5 gigabits per second. FireWire 800, obviously 800 megabits per second. Megabits per second. So, yeah.
Big difference.
Yeah, I like USB so much more. Even
yes,
Thunderbolt. Thunderbolt's cool, but like I said, really expensive.
Right.
So, okay, that's all we have for you this week. It was just a lot of Mac. What you
yes,
got?
There is one non-Mac news.
Whoa.
Yes.
All right, just what you got?
Going to be a quick little snippet, more or less. For those of you,
if it has anything to do with Mac OS or WebOS, I will probably repeatedly kick you in the genitals.
No.
Okay.
However, it does have to do with another OS.
Hmm.
Windows 8 will be launching by the next time within days of doing the next podcast, more than likely.
What is it? The 28th.
Yep.
Okay.
Actually, so yeah, it will be within... by the next time we do this podcast, we'll probably be talking about Windows 8.
True. However, and this one is actually... This podcast, I haven't decided if it's going to go up on Wednesday or if it's actually going to go up on Thursday on a scheduled day. It'll probably be Thursday, but we'll see.
I actually saw it. I completely forgot about it whenever we were talking about the 4th-gen iPad. And ironically, in a random advertisement that popped up, said pre-order... the Microsoft Surface now. So the Microsoft Surface is available for pre-order. And so far, reviews are very positive about it.
I'm always open for competition.
As of right now,
I would definitely go try one.
It lacks apps as of right now, but that is more than likely due to companies updating their Windows Phone 7 apps. But waiting to push it through the catalog, through the app market, until the launch of the actual operating system.
Gotcha.
So, because Windows RT obviously uses the mobile apps, which is what the Surface comes with.
Huh.
The Surface Windows RT does have the Windows desktop. That was a lot of people's worries. So it does not, it will not be able to run legacy programs for desktops, for previous versions of Windows.
Because however, of its processor architecture.
Right. However, the File Explorer works. The Microsoft Surface has a USB port. You'll be able to plug your thumb drive into it, drag and drop, just like you do on your Windows device.
Huh.
Or on your Windows computer.
Nice.
Yeah, all in all, I mean, Microsoft might actually have it if they can get the app situation figured out. I've not been reading anything bad.
You know what I think will be the main drawing point for Surface? And it's going to be the same reason that Windows, in general, has been so successful. And that is business.
Yes.
Because a Windows tablet is going to work with a Windows computer, and almost every business in the world uses Windows computers.
Exactly.
So they're going to work. You know, synergy. We'll use that word, synergy.
Well, I mean, and this is something. You can plug, with the keyboard, everything else, you can plug your hard drive, your external hard drive, right into this and get to anything you need to get to. So for a business who might be looking at, well, our guys would like a laptop because they're faster to type on, but tablets are so nice for presentations, but we also need to be able to get our clients' information on and off of them in a timely manner and blah, 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 blah. They hit it all with one device.
Huh. Hmm.
So we talked about Apple all day today, so I just wanted to let people know I have been following the Windows. We'll have more information on it once there are more official things to talk about. But if you're thinking about pre-ordering, my recommendation right now is if you don't care about apps and you're going to use this predominantly for your personal files, schooling in regards to like Word documents, such like that, internet browsing, go ahead. It seems to be a great device. If you're going to be doing this for light gaming or business in regards to like home business, but you may need this program to work or that program to work, or there are certain games you'd want to play or certain apps that you need on this device, I would hold out for a month. Give it a month. Let the market mature a little bit with all the new releases, and I think it'll be an excellent tablet right around Black Friday. I think this will be one of the best-selling devices on Black Friday.
Oh, that's a really good point. I always forget that Black Friday exists because I try to block it out of my mind. I've only gone shopping on Black Friday one time ever.
Mm-hmm.
it was retarded.
This will be my second Black Friday working behind the counter at an electronics store.
I hate it so much.
Oh, I... Libby. A 17-hour day where I don't get to buy anything.
Very true. All right. Would you like to tell people where they can find, follow, and or stalk you?
About.me/Samuel Briggs.
Oh, it's so great. Easy to use that, isn't it?
Yes. I actually gave it out to a random person the other day.
Great. Great.
Yeah. It's like, hey, you on Facebook? I'm like, yeah, but you can find me about.me.
Hey, it's an internet business card. Great company. Yep. Great idea.
Oh, yeah.
All right. You can find me if you'd like to follow me on Twitter. It's @PenOfDoom. If you want to email me, it's jesse@8daysofgeek.com. If you want to find out everything about me, it's about.me/Jesse Miller. And that is everything about me. So if you'd like to leave a voicemail or send us a text message and tell us how you're actually going to be using your 7-inch iPad mini, and I promise I won't make fun of you. The number is 754-273-6397. And if you were too busy cursing me the entire time I was downing Apple, the number again is... Shut up. Thank you. 754-273-6397. All right. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll come back to you next week with more tech news. Next week, I believe, we have... we'll probably be talking about Windows 8 by then. Also, I believe I said the Google event was on the 29th, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's next Monday. So we'll also be talking about Google. So we covered Apple this one. We'll cover Windows and Google next one. Yay. So thanks for joining us, guys. Join us next week. Lots of fun ahead. Sam, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Warning. Error code 8 in progress. Warning. Error code 8 in progress.
System error.
Error code 8 subsided.